information. So. Is that Mishlei here? Yeah. Mishlei, good, fine. Before we begin, I want to, if there's enough, maybe, oh, there's more, there we are. You have enough? You're not hearing? Okay, fine.
Just lift it.
Harry, can you give me a packet of tissues?
Sure.
I'm sniffling a bit, so, thank you. Shukayach. That's okay, fine. Before we begin, I want to clear up from last week, from last time we met 2 weeks ago, a question which many people asked me after the Shia, and I want to clarify it because it's an important machshava in Tefillah. We mentioned that Chana ki hil besor lispalel. Chana davened a great deal. And that was a maila. Because she davened a great deal, she was answered, apparently, because of the ribui in tefillah. However, we brought a gemara in Brochus, daf lamed beis, amed beis, kol hamarich bitfila, bo idei koavei lev. The person who is marich, and says the gemara is ma'ayin, this specific point, bo idei koavei lev, comes to a heartache. And therefore it's apparently not a maila to be ma'irich. We explained using the Tosfos. Tosfos there explains the difference. Let's explain a little bit more, because we see quite clearly in Eilu Devarim in the morning, Tosfos brings down, Iyun Tefillah is a maila. Concentrating and specifically in your Tefillah is a great maila. So what is the answer? So on the one hand, Chana was ma'aveh a great deal and it was a maila. On the other hand, a long tefillah and being ma'irich is not a ma'irich, it's not an advantage. And Tosfos explains, because the difference is iyun. And we must explain what this iyun is. What does it mean, thinking into your tefillah? We can explain, perhaps, with a pasuk in Mishlei. And I didn't bring it last time. And it'll help if we bring out this point. In Perek Yud, Pasuk Kofches in Mishlei, and Rabbeinu Yoino explains the following. Toicheles tzadikim simcha. The hope of tzadikim is joy. V'tikvas v'shoim toiveid. And the hope of a rosha is doom. Rabbeinu Yoino explains in regard to tefillah that when a person davens a great deal and you put your heart and soul into your tefillah and you really are ma'aveh with your tefillah, what happens when you put it down? You put the Tehillim down and you finish davening. What's the Hashkofa? Says Rabbeinu Yoino, Tik Simcha. Why? Because you put your efforts in the right place. Whatever the result is, whether it's what you wanted or you didn't want in your Tefillah, the outcome is Simcha, because you put efforts into it. Masha'en Kein Rosha puts his efforts into it, and if he doesn't get what he wants, Toiveid is doom, and that's the difference. He puts the Sefer down and says, and I hope I get what I want. And that creates Koavei Lev, a heartache, because maybe in Shomayim, they're not giving you exactly that point. And that's the difference which comes out. A person is, yes, makes his Bakosha. Chana specifically asked for a child. Moshe Rabbeinu, a lady asked me last time, Moshe Rabbeinu specifically asked to go into Eretz Yisrael. So surely that's Iyun in Tefillah. The difference is the after effects. After a person has completed their tefillah, so then you put it aside and you say, I did what I could. I made the right hishtadlus. And that's simcha. Because I know whatever happens, the outcome is good. Because I tried in the best way. But when you don't get your ends, that's the point. And that's where the koavei lev comes in. And the doom of a rosha, which is referred to, is that the frustration of not being answered in the way you want it to be answered. I hope that answers the point. The best example I could think of, I don't know if you were around in Eretz Yisrael at the time, when Nachshon Waxman was taken as a prisoner over Shabbos, and the whole of Eretz Yisrael mamash did tshuva over Shabbos. It was an incredible Shabbos. Hundreds and thousands of people lit neiros, and there were tefillim at the Tehillim at the Kosel. It was an enormous Yisroelos. And then, unfortunately, over Shabbos, he was killed in a gunfire. And afterwards, I remember hearing the Kol Yisrael, the radio, secular broadcaster, interviewed the father and said to the father, "Nu, so what happened to all your prayers?" And it didn't work, did it? And the father turned around in the most beautiful answer, tremendous Kiddush Hashem, and said, "Many times I've asked Abba, and many times Abba said yes. Abba yochol agid lo. This time he said no. I asked, and many times yes. This time the answer was no." It was an unbelievable Kiddush Hashem, because the effort was made, and the father recognized the effort. What happens in Shemaim is not my Asik. It was an unbelievable, tremendous, tremendous Kiddush Hashem which came out of it. And I saw the father afterwards, and I told him, you know, what an impression it made listening to that. And that's the point here. The simcha afterwards, I made the effort. The ma'ube, the ribui and tefillah, is all because that's my hishtadlus, that's my effort. What happens is simcha, because I can't control what happens in Shemaim. And I hope that answers the point which people had difficult last time. The doom of a rosha refers to his frustration at the end of not getting what he wants. The shiur this week is on al netilas yadayim. I'm not sure how much we're going to get through. I hope we're going to complete the shiur, but let's try. As soon as one wakes up in the morning, on the bed, one is supposed to say, "Moida ani lefonecha, shechzarta bi nishmosi bechemlo." Just make a comma there. Bechemlo. Rabba emunasecho. It's not bechemlo rabba, it's bechemlo. I thank Hashem shehechzalto that you returned my neshama, bechemlo, with pity. Rabba emunasecho. How great is your ne'emonus. That is said even if one needs to use the bathroom. As soon as one wakes up, that's said regardless when one wakes up. It's a hoidor at the beginning of the day. Chazal explained that the word Rabba Emunasecho means how great is your ne'emonus, your faithfulness to return my neshama on the expectation that I'll follow what you want me to do in Torah and mitzvahs for the coming day. Rabba Emunasecho means how great is your trust, als loshen imun, that Hashem trusts me again another day. And that's said from the bed. Again, whether one is in a mock in a clean state or whatever the state is, that moida is said from the bed. The problem comes in, and on this there is a shakla v'taria in the halacha and in what we do nowadays, the custom nowadays, is what happens about netilas yodayim. It's mashma in the loshen of the, I've written down Eura Chaim Simon Aleph, and Mishnah Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim straightway says, one should wash from the bed. Without moving from the bed, as soon as one wakes up to wash, we'll talk about it in a second, 3 times, 4 times, different minhagim, but from the bed, and not going off the bed until one washes. The Mishnah Berurah brings down the Shita Be'elu Rabba, also the Magen Avraham brings down, that one can walk 4 amas in order to wash, so not necessarily by the bed. However, there is a day which is brought down that Kol Habayis is considered as 4 amos. All the house is considered as 4 amos. 4 amos is about 6 feet. And therefore, there is a day which holds, and Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld held like this as well, that it wasn't so necessary to wash by the bed. Sometimes one feels one might make up people in the bedroom, or the water might spill, or there are all different reasons people nowadays are not so makpid about washing by the bed. The Mishnah Berurah brings down one should. He brings down in the name of the Zohar that it's li'ikuvoi. But I must bring to you that Reb Chaim Sonnenfeld was not so makpid. I spoke to his grandson, his great grandson, and he told me that in our family we are not so makpid in it. Now why? What is the basis of this that some people do not wash from the bed? Reb Shmuel Oybach, Shir Bari, said in the name of his father, Reb Shlomo Zalman. Reb Shlomo Zalman said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Leib Todrus. And Reb Leib Todrus said in the name of Reb Zalman Baran. And Reb Zalman Baran said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Yishaya Bardaki. And Reb Yishaya Bardaki said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Zundel Salant. Reb Zundel Salant said in the name of his Rebbe, Reb Chaim Veloshen. Reb Chaim Veloshen said in the name of his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon. just to show you there's a clear Masoilis here. Rabbi Chaim Voloshin said that the Gaon said that when the Ger Tzedek was burnt Al Kiddush Hashem in the center of town, at that moment, the Gaon said, the koyach of that Kiddush Hashem was so great that the tumah on the Yadayim was weakened. We no longer have the power of tumah as it used to be. Why is that? Because the Ger Tzedek, the Duke Podolsky, the Ger Tzedek in the time of the Gaon, because he created such a Kiddush Hashem, this Duke from the Catholic family who was a Ger, and eventually was burnt, Al Kiddush Hashem, that Kiddush Hashem was so great, it weakened the main makor of the source of our tumah, which is our hands. In our times, most of the time we're bothered about tumah and tahara with our hands. But the action of the Ger, said the Gaon, was so great that it weakened that tumah. This was about 200 years ago. In Vilna. The Gaon is just over 200 years ago. And that great Kiddush Hashem weakened the tumah on the hands. And therefore, said Reb Shmuel Aibach, I'm not going to go through the whole list again, but the list of the Shalsheles was that in the name of Reb Shmuel said, in the name of his father, etc., that therefore perhaps there is a kula that people do not wash from the bed, even though the Mishnah Berurah does bring it down, but people nowadays are more mekel not to wash from the bed but go to the sink. But of course, we'll see in the halacha, it's not so critical to have it by the bed, especially people who are worried maybe waking people up or the water spilling, or if you have children in the house, might be a water fight, I don't know. But there is a daya which is less makbid on it. But let's talk about the actual washing of the Netilas Yodayim. In Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Dalet, I wrote it down for you, let's have a look at the derech of washing, which we mentioned previously. At this point, the brach is not said. We'll talk about that in a second. But just the washing of the hands. Shaloi shapomim, the Shulchan Aruch brings down, you should wash three times. And even if you wash a great deal, in other words, do all three in one wash, it's not good. You must do three alternately, from lift in the right, put it in the left, pour on the right, pour on the left, alternatively three times until the wrist. The water has to be washed. Says the Chofetz Chaim, Dahainu pa'am achas al yad yamin, va'achar kach al smol, ad shloi shapomim, three times v'siwugim, alternatively. U'besef ma'aser rav, and the Chofetz Chaim brings down the name of the Vilna Gaon. Arba pa'amim, not three times, but four times. Shloi shapomim lahave ruach ro, three times is to remove the ruach ro, the tumah, v'horavi is lahave ha'mayim, and to remove the water, shenit mu'u. And therefore, many people nowadays are accustomed, because of this, of the Gaon, to wash four times. When you come out of the bathroom, you wash only three times. But specifically in the morning, with a keli, not enough. One needs also the tumah of the bathroom, also three times with a keli, but not four. Four times is only in the morning when you wash your hands because of the tumah. So if lahazir anoshim, women should be specifically careful. She is old and until I said I'm shloisha pa'amim, but say just like men. Obviously, there's no difference between a man and a woman, and also because of the food. Gamhei masaknos hamacholim. So Shaila, what's with the food? Supposing laborers in the markets touch the food, they never wash their hands in the morning. So do you have to be makbid about that as well? Shetayitamu v'deihem. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, as far as Goyim are concerned, you don't have to worry, because lo mekabli tumah. Goyim don't have the tumah of Yidden, of the Ruach Ro in the morning. So Goyim don't have to worry about by Arabs, but maybe Chilonim touch the food as well. How careful does one have to be? There is a day which is brought down by the Poiskim that because of this Mokmakor of the Vilna Gaon, of the weakening of the tumah, we don't have to be so makbid nowadays. Some people are makbid to wash their food three times. That's already a midah of chassidim. One doesn't have to be. Many people do not do that. And there is a mokum to be mekel because of the weakness of the tumah on the hands. But certainly women should wash, and the Chofetz Chaim brings down also one should be careful with children as well. Gam yesh li zoya baktanim yitlu yodeim b'shachlis. Why? Because the tumah can affect any part of the face. If a person touches their eyes, or the ears, or the nose, any part of the face, any limb, that tumah creates a hezek, whether it's a spiritual tumah, but eventually maybe even a physical mum on the guf. One should be careful not to touch any part until one has washed their hands. I did see a tshuva of a Chaim Kanievsky, which I don't know if we passed on like that, but the Chaim had said, my chavusa in Koilel told me, and he saw it also inside, I'm not sure whether one passes like this, but if a person wakes up in the morning and wants to go uses the bathroom and needs to use the bathroom straight away, then perhaps one should go to the bathroom first before washing, because about the shaktsu, there's a danger of holding yourself back if you need to use the bathroom and not going to the bath, not washing. First of all, go to the bathroom. And therefore, a primate said in the mokum, when one needs to use the bathroom in emergency, one wakes up, perhaps even first one should go to the bathroom and then wash afterwards, so that one doesn't prevent any danger to the guf by not using the bathroom straight away. That's a daya, but maybe if it's not so urgent, there is time to wash your hands at least 3-4 times before you use the bathroom, and then going afterwards, washing again afterwards. Number 5. So we said a revius. How much is a revius? The sefel, the keli that you use to wash with, has in it, just that keli itself, 12 revius, according to the shiur of a Chaim Noah. A shiur of a revius is 86 cc's. According to the Chazon Ish, it's 150. But inside that sefer, there is already 12 revius, according to a Chaim Noah. That's what it holds inside. So there is enough to go backwards and forwards each time if you are washing just with a sefer. It's enough in that, in what you have already there. Let's move on to the when you make the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down in Siman Dalet, Se'if Vav, when do you make the bracha? Again, you've washed your hands in the morning before the bathroom. Then you went to the bathroom. Then you get dressed and you wash yourself. At what point do you make the bracha? You certainly can't make the bracha if you need to use the bathroom. We never make a bracha if one needs to use the bathroom. But the best way, when making the bracha, says the Chofetz Chaim in Se'if Dalet and Siman Dalet, Haroitzel istalik min asofik. If you want to avoid any doubts, Yizoye lasos tzrocha. You use the bathroom, teichach achash, after you pour the water. And then you come out of the bathroom, k'shiyetze mibeis hakisei. And I imagine you're going to get dressed, or one is ready, clean and ready. Yitol yodav pam shnia. Then you'll wash again after the bathroom. After you've got dressed, you wash again. V'yavorech, and then you'll make the bracha, and you'll make asher yotza and elokai. In other words, you're going to wash again to make the bracha. You can't make it the first time, usually, if you need to use the bathroom. But you'll wash again, and then begin the brachas. Alatinas Yodayim, Asher Yotza, and next week in Mitzvah Shem in the bracha we'll learn it's better to attach Elokai Neshama to the bracha Asher Yotza. Mafli Lasois, Elokai Neshama. So those already can be said straight away. Once you've come out of the bathroom and you're clean again, you'll wash again, not 4 times, 3 times, and then you'll make the bracha then. That is the best time to make it, to make the bracha. The bracha should be said, Alatinas Yodayim, standing. Chofetz Chaim brings out in Simen Chesif Beis, that all Birchas HaMitzvahs, whenever you say the words Asher Kilishonu B'mitzvahis of B'tzivonu, a Birchas HaMitzvah should always be said standing. If you didn't and you said it sitting down, you're Yotza B'vadai. You're definitely Yotza if a person can't stand up. But L'chatchilo, all Birchas HaMitzvahs, L'hadik Ne'ashul Shabbos, L'hafrishchala Min Ha'isa, Al Netilas Yodayim, tzitzis, tefillin, any mitzvah should be said standing. Asher kishonu b'mitzvah sof, I'll covered for the mitzvah. All mitzvahs are said usually standing up. Another nekuda which is brought out is what is the difference between washing in the morning and washing for a meal when you have bread? In Siman Dalet, the Shulchan Aruch brings down Toiv lahakbid b'tilas yodayim shachris b'chol advarim hama'akvim b'tilas yodayim la'sa'uda. There were two different types of washing. There's washing in the morning when you need to put lechatchila, a revius on each hand. As I said, the sefer is enough. That's got 12 in it. Each time you wash, on the four times, each time is a revius. It should be similar to the washing as you wash before a meal. What's the difference between the two? First of all, we should explain maybe, we'll move a little bit further on, to the difference between washing in the morning and washing for a meal. Chazal were goyzer. Machlokes Rishonim between the Rosh and the Rashba. Washing in the morning is because of a ruach ro, a bad ruach which is on a person. For cleanliness, says the Rosh, one should wash in the morning when you wake up. The Rashba says, one should wash because it's as if you've been created anew, a new creation, and therefore you wash out the Bria Chadosha. Washing for food is an entirely different takona. Chazal, let's have a look at the Loshen in the Shulchan Aruch, and then we'll be able to learn the difference between washing in the morning, washing for a meal. What's the washing before a meal? In Siman Kuf Nun Ches, the Chofetz Chaim explains, why do we wash before a meal? Tam takonas netilas yodayim hu mishnei devorim is for two reasons. Echot mipnei serech truma, because of the baya, or the situation of eating truma. We don't eat truma nowadays, says the Chofetz Chaim. Kevin shi yodayim askonias, but because our hands are busy all the time touching things which are unclean, v'noigim v'chol davar, and we touch everything, u'bizman shahoya noyeg tuma v'taro, and in the times when we were noyeg with tuma and taro, v'hakoinim ochlu truma, and the koinim at that time ate truma, they had to wash their hands then. The koinim had to wash their hands. Midivrei soifrim. It's only midivrei soifrim, it's not midaraisa. It's a smachto in the posuk, v'hizgadishtem, v'hiyisem kedoshim, mayim rishonim, mayim achronim. Oh, but it's only midrabono. But they made a takona for the koyanim that before they would eat the truma, they had to wash their hands. Shelo yitamu b'negiyason. Because truma had to be eaten b'taro. Nowadays, even though there's no din of truma, and koyanim don't eat the truma nowadays, to keep the koyanim in line, and that they will be ready by the time when the Beis HaMikdash B'mehel V'Yameinu is built, gozru gamken al kol ish Yisrael, everybody washes, when you wash for pas, oichel lechol ad sheyitol yodav, everybody washes, only because of the koyanim, because of the situation of them eating the truma. Gam achshav, says the Chofetz Chaim, even today, she'ein koinim oichin tumah p'nei ha'tumah. Nowadays, we don't eat it. Koinim don't eat it. Loi botla takona zu. It's a takona of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bizman chulin beis hamikdosh, to wash for bread, because of the tumah. G'day she'yu beginim b'nei Yisrael, she'yibonim beis hamikdosh, le'echol b'tumah, b'tara, to eat it b'tara. And that's the reason why we wash for a meal. Entirely different takonas. The shaila is, there are different dinim. The dinim which apply in the morning, b'di'evet, the Chofetz Chaim, the Shulchan Aruch brings out in the Mor Paskins, that you don't have to be so makpid with koyach gavra. When you wash, you have to pour it over each time. If you haven't got that and you just go to the tap, b'di'evet, it's good enough in the morning. B'di'evet, by netilas yadayim for a meal, you do have to be makpid by that. Mayim psulim, mayim which is dirty, which is not ro'ui for drinking, is possible for netilas yadayim for a suda, but mayim for washing in the morning, you could use for that. You could use that for mayim which is perhaps dirty or not as clean as you would normally want. That could be used for netilas yadayim when you wake up. You're not necessarily mechuyev to have a keli when it comes to in the morning. Lechatchila, one should use a keli. B'di'evet, if you just put your hand under the tap and you turn the tap on, b'di'evet, that's good enough. You don't need the keli. But the Chofetz, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's go back to the halacha. Toiv, it's better, lahakpid b'netilas yodayim, shachris, b'chol advorim, which are necessary for netilas yodayim, for a meal. It's better to be makpid, and therefore to use clean water, to pour on the hands with a keli, use koach gavra, all the dinim are the same. And one should be makpid as much as one, and therefore to pour a revius each time as well. Let's go a little bit further, because the takona in Kufnen Ches by Netilas Yodayim, if we're going to be machmir, we should, if we can, to wash like Netilas Yadayim. There are different interesting dinim which are brought out here. One particular one, which I should bring out to you in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, by Netilas Yadayim for a meal. Afal pi sheshiyum b'revius, even though the shiur for washing is a revius, on each hand, yoisif litol b'shefa, mechaber to Shulchan Aruch, you should use as much water as you possibly can. Don't be sparing with the water. To Omar Rav Chista, Ano mashoy meloy chofnei mayim. Rav Chista said that I used to pour a tremendous amount, not a flood, but he used to pour water, the shefa, the yohuli meloy chofnei tivusa, and they'll give me panosa b'shefa. I once went to a Talmud Chacham and I had a certain problem with finances, and he said to me, use a lot of water when you wash for Mayim Achfor, Mayim Rishonim, whenever you wash, use a lot of water. It's a skula for Ashiras, for wealth. I should mention to you, though, that the Chofetz Chaim brings out in Mishnah Bura, Mikol Mokoyim, Lechatchila, initially, Toiv Yoyse Shelo Yaseh Bishvil Zeh. You shouldn't use a lot of water when you're washing in order to become a wealthy man. That's not the idea behind it. That's not the reason. When you wash in the morning, you should use a lot of water and not become wealthy. Wash with a lot of water. And by the way, Derech Agav, Chofetz Chaim says, you'll have a schar of wealth, ashiras, by using much water. Someone who washes with a lot of water and doesn't become wealthy, his other maisim are not as good as they should be, and he loses out because of that. But there is a skula, and therefore, whether it's Netilas Yadayim in the morning, or whether it's Netilas Yadayim for a meal, to use a shefa mayim. Again, by the morning, when you wash, it's lechatchila, I suppose, four times according to the Gaon, or three times at least. Alternatively, each hand with a revius. For a meal, we are noyik to use a revius, and to pour the water on once, because of that takona of the Gaon, to wash away the mayim rishonim, which is tomei, for a meal when you wash, we don't do three times, we do once on each hand of revius. However, we are noyik to, Reb Chaim Kanevsky was makpid in his tshuvas also, to wash a little bit on the hand, a revius, half the sefel, and then again another half. Not alternatively, one, 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 one. And therefore, the first time it washes the hand, and then you wash it, because already you have a revius on the hand with half a sefer, with adai. So you wash once, and then wash again on the hand, and then the second hand again. Again, you fill up in the right, put it into the left, once, once, and then on each hand. That's washing for a meal. Coming out of the bathroom is three times on each hand, and in the morning, lechatchila, four, but three is fine also, as a Gaon, that's what we mentioned. Let's go back now to that's maybe a summary briefly of the halachas which we shall be involved in. We mentioned, let's go to the Loshon of the Rosh and the Rashba and understand why we're washing in the morning. This is specifically talking not a meal, well, for the meal also, but specifically in the morning when we wash. Let's have a look again at the Rosh and the Rashba that we mentioned previously. Yesh al zeh shnei to'amim. I'm reading from the Mishnah Berurah. A person's hands, especially at night, go anywhere. And you touch the body at night. And therefore we wash. The Rosh is medayik. That the reason why we wash in the morning is specifically for davening, for cleanliness, for Shema, and also for Tefillah. The Rashba, as we mentioned, after you wake up, onu nasim kibriya chadosha. It's like you are born again. You're reborn. It's a different nakuda here, the Rashba. We are created again for another day to serve Hashem with our Torah and mitzvahs. The aldova zeh tiknu bashacha koloisun habrochas. According to the Rashba, the time of washing is a time of Kedusha. What I'd like to do now is to look a little bit be'in at those two svaras, the two ta'omim, the Rosh and the Rashba. The Rosh, because of cleanliness, is based on a Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim. When the Pasuk says, I think the quotation is wrong here. It's Perek Yutes Posuk Base, not 20, but Posuk Base. The Posuk says, Kedoshim Tihiyu. Daberu kol adas b'nei sov yamato lehem, Kedoshim Tihiyu. Ki kodosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. The Ramban explains on this Posuk that from there, here we learn that the Geder of Kedusha, says the Ramban, is an aspect, an attitude of cleanliness. To be kodosh is to be tohor, to be clean in one's behavior, physically, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs. The Rambam in Moreh Nevuchim in Chelek Gimel brings down the same svara, that Torah and mitzvahs, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah is referring to say Shema and davening, needs cleanliness, else Nekiyos. Nekiyos is a maila, to have clean clothes, that the guf should be clean, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs. The Yalkut brings down in Mishlei that once Hillel HaZaken was leaving his Talmidim, and he said, I have to leave you because I'm going to do a mitzvah. And the Talmidim asked him, and Rebbe, where are you going to? And he said, I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to wash in the bathhouse, in order to be mekayim the mitzvahs of Hashem. In other words, the Nekiyos, Hillel held that to be clean is a mitzvah in order to be mekayim the mitzvah, to be oyved lifnei Hashem, but Nekiyos, that the guf should be clean. If you remember the parsha by Yosef when he was brought out of the bor after being there for 12 years in prison, and he was called to go in front of power, at that point he had no idea what the outcome was going to be. The Pasuk says that they brought Yosef, let's have a look at the Pasuk here, in Peg Mem Aleph, when they brought Yosef out of the bor after 12 years, Vayishlach Paroi, Vayikos Yosef, Vayuitzuhu min habor, and he didn't know what was going to happen. Rashi brings down, Vayigalach Vayichale Simloisov. He changed, he washed, Vayavoyel Paroi. Imagine 12 years being in prison for a crime that you never did, and yet he had the presence of mind before he went in front of the Melech to clean up and to change his begodim in order to become in front of Paroi. The Sifsei Chachomim brings down, Rashi brings down, on the Loshon of Vayigalach, he cleaned himself. Says Rashi, Mibnei Kovod HaMalchus. Kovod HaMalchus, to be clean. He didn't know what the outcome was going to be. Kol Shekein, when a person comes in front of the Ribono Shel Olam in the morning, should be clean in order to daven, clean the guf and the clean begodim. We see it also, I was thinking, by the Mishkan. If you remember, when we start the Parshas Truma, you find that the curtains on the Mishkan went over an amor, the Al Amot Chaleno. It fell over the sides of the Mishkan, an amor. And Chazal explained, what was that for? Als Yoifi, that it should look beautiful. It shouldn't just end at the edge and doesn't look. It looks more attractive if there's like a parapet, a curtain. It goes over. Als Yoifi, Yoifi for the Mishkan, and that's the reason why it's an overlaid. You might say that it was for cleanliness also, but we know that the Anani HaKovod in the Mishkan, there was no need for any dry cleaners. There was no necessity in the Midbar. The Anani HaKovod cleaned people up. Everything was spotlessly clean all the time. So what was the need to have the curtains going over the Mishkan? Chazal explained, Als Yoifi. Yoifi and Nekiyos, to look clean and tidy for Avodas HaKodesh. But there is a trap here, and I'd like to mention it because I think it's a trap in cleanliness. Many people are very, very clean, and they're almost fastidious about how clean and tidy everything should be. But there is a trap when it becomes simply for the purpose of just being clean. Look at this pasuk in Mishlei, which I found for you, which I think might answer it, I think, in a certain way, without treading on too many toes. But have a look at the pasuk, Perek Lamed, pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk brings down, Dor Toha Be'enov. You can have a dor who are extremely clean in their own eyes, like a clean car and a spotlessly clean kitchen, and everything is spotless and everything shines and clean as can be. But from their own dirt, they're not clean. In other words, cleanliness has to move into kedusha. Sometimes when something is, they're very fastidious, but just for its own purpose of being clean. But that's not the end. That's not the end result. Dor moramu einof. You can have a dor, says Shlomo HaMelech, who are very haughty. They think they're beautifully turned out. They're special in their own eyes because the house looks so good, the furnishings are well done, they're well turned out, the shoes are clean, everything is spotless. But it's only gaiva. It's nothing more than gaiva, the geder of the cleanliness. And that's a trap, because sometimes a person is very careful about the cleanliness, but it's not the shem shamayim. It's only als gaiva, or it's only als personal appearance. There is a point in Musa in this, what the Rosh is bringing here, that it's supposed to lead l'shkriya shema, or l'tfila, or for mitzvahs. Yosef cleaned himself up in order to appear in front of the king. In other words, l'kovad amalchus. There has to be a tachlis in the cleanliness, but in itself, it's not an end, really. It needs to have that l'shem shemayim side to it. Now the Rashba. The Rashba brings a different reason for netilas yodayim, and that is als beria chadosha. The Machasis HaShekel there, in the Shulchan Aruch, brings down, if that's the case, then why, according to the Rashba, if it's for Kedusha, which the Rashba says, V'hiz Kadishtem, the Smichas of the Posuk, then why don't we wash again the Chiyah for Mincha? There is a Chiyah to wash before you daven, but it should be the same as in the morning. If you're going to say it's in order for the Kedusha, then we should wash the same way. And the Machasis HaShekel answers, there's a difference. In the morning, it's like being newborn. At Mincha time, it's not the same. We do wash for cleanliness, but the Rashba, Machzis HaShekel, answers the Rashba and says that you're not mechuyev like to wash four times for the Beriah Chadosha, because it's not the same Geder of Kedusha. True, in order to come to the Avod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohenim had to wash their hands by the Kiyor to do the Avod of the Korban Tomid. That's why we have Shachris. But they also had to wash when they did the Korban Ben Abayim, the Mincha. But we don't have that same Geder, because the Rashba's Sfora is only in the morning when you are Beriah Chadosha, when you're new, reborn. That's when the Kedusha applies. This Geder of Kedusha of washing is discussed also by Rabbeinu Bachai in Kadah Kemach. And he discusses it in the mitzvah in the parsha of Tzitzis. It's a very important geder, which I think makes a great impression whenever you say the words Asher kidishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu. Says Rabbeinu Bachai, we have two types of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs which are called muskolos, and mitzvahs which are mekubolos. Mitzvahs muskolos, according to the seichel, goyim keep as well. Like standing up in front of an old person, maybe, care of masig gavul, not going over, that's also goyim might have that. As a custom, a social convention and commitment, goyim also have muskolos. That's not necessarily, we don't say asher kidishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu whenever you do a mitzvah which is a muskolos, which has seichel to it. That's because goyim would have it as well. That doesn't create kedusha in Klal Yisrael. What does create Kedusha in Klal Yisrael is the mukubolos, anything from Sinai, like Sukkah, like Lulav, like Netilas Yodayim, where you would never have come to the mitzvah by yourself. It's only what Sinai is telling you the mitzvah. Hadlokas Neiros, Hafoshas Chala. Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos v'tzivonu implies mukubolos, the Kedusha from Sinai. That's whenever you say Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos. And therefore, on the Svara of the Rashba, that when you wash in the morning, and the Kedusha which a person has, that has a Masoiris from Sinai. The tradition is more than a tradition, it's years and years ago, that Geder of Kedusha that a person has in order to come to the mitzvah. And therefore, washing the hands in the morning is a new day in Kedusha, in Avodas HaKodesh. That's the Asher Kedishonu b'mitzvos. It comes from Sinai. Muskolos goyim can keep, but mukubolos makes the Kedusha by Klal Yisrael. And therefore, Rabbeinu Bachai explains that the only Kedusha that Klal Yisrael receive is by doing the mukubolos, not by the muskolos. We only have Seir Shekh Rishon because of the Kedusha, which we have, which when the Apostle says, V'hiskadishtem, only comes from the mitzvahs of Sinai, which are the Mekubales, and not from the Muskoles. And with that, therefore, we can explain when the Pasuk says, V'hiskadishtem, V'yisem kedoshim, the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara explains, Odom mekadesh atzmoi milamato, mekadshim oisoi milamalo. When a person makes an effort to have a life of Kedusha in his own choice, mina shamayim, the siyata dishmaya is aroused in shamayim that he is mekudash milamala from shamayim, the siyata dishmaya which follows. That's a very profound thought of the way we spend our day. Once you start on a path of Kedusha, then the siyata dishmaya which one is given in shamayim is much, much greater to help you further in a path of Kedusha. The makor for this, if you want to look it up further, is Nefesh HaChaim Sha'a Alaf Perek Vov. The Chaim goes into great detail, the Chaim Boloshin explaining, that when a person just thinks that they're going to do a mitzvah, you're going to wash your hands, or you're going to light your nails, or you're going to put on tefillin, and you're going into a geder of an activity of Kedusha, immediately there is an arousal of Kedusha in Shamayim, which goes from the nefesh to the ruach, from the ruach to the neshama, to the neshama to the neshama elyona, and you are given siyata dishmaya, says Reb Chaim, v'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim. I will help you further, says Hashem, because you took that path in Kedusha, and there's a zerem, like a current, comes into the person to be mekadesh him much, much more than you could ever reach by yourself. Because once you start on the path, says Reb Chaim, you're fed much, much more. You're given more opportunities of Kedusha. With that, we can explain a very important concept, which many people perhaps don't really understand fully. In Mishle, in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Kof Beis, the Pasuk says, Abia lochem ruchi, I will explain to you my spirit. The Vilna Gaon explains in Mishle the following concept. What does it mean, mitzvah gereres mitzvah, or aveira gereres aveira? We think that the reward for doing a mitzvah, so you're given another mitzvah in Shomayim, or you do one aveira, so they give you another aveira. The Gaon disagrees. The Vilna Gaon explains that the concept of mitzvah gereres mitzvah is a natural outcome of the ruach. I'll explain to you how your ruach works. That the natural outcome of doing one mitzvah, it leads you into another mitzvah. Because you have the arousal of Kedusha, that takes you into another act. And you pass on from one mitzvah to the next to the next. Mitzvah gereres mitzvah, says the Gaon. Of course, Goyim have taken that, the whole concept of Pavlov's dog. If you get the dog to do one thing, he'll do the same thing again and again. It's really what they were saying here. They took that idea from this concept. The outcome, the natural outcome is you want to do it again. Why do you want to do it again? Because that's called the ruach. The ruach, having done one act again, you're conditioned to do it again and again. And therefore, you want to get nachas ruach. Nachas ruach means the contentment of doing the same thing again, whether it's a mitzvah or an aveira. You'll ask a question, therefore, and the Gaon answers the question, how does one ever do tshuva if you do 1,000 aveiras? How can one ever get out of the system? If you do one aveira and another, and you have a whole compound of 1,000 aveiras, how do you ever do tshuva? And the Gaon explains that the koyach of Torah, which he said is the greatest mitzvah, Talmud Torah keneged kulam, is to cancel out the koyach of Torah has a much greater pull and can pull you much further in than the koyach of an aveira. That's why Talmud Torah keneged kulam, once a person who does tshuva is involved in some way in Torah, that magnetic pull in ruchnius of the kedusha pulls you back much, much more than any aveira can pull you away. And that the ruach is has such a generation of ruach, of kedusha, it pulls you more and more and more from the first theme of kedusha and pulls you back again. It's interesting, the Gaon says, the worst possible aveira in the ruach is leitzonus, is scorning, and the greatest possible mitzvah which acts on the Ruach is Talmud Torah. Leitzonus pulls you right away, the Ruach you get from a scorn and mocking, and Torah pulls you right back. So if a person does tshuva through Torah, that pull is much, much greater, the Kedusha is much greater. I remember I was once I used to live in Sorotskin, and my next door neighbor was Reb Uri Zohar, and I once discussed with him about somebody who wanted to do tshuva, and Reb Uri turned around to me and said to me, there's only one way, the way a person can ever do tshuva, to be misayra in Kiruv, and that is to sit down with them and learn Gemara. Once a person learns Mishnah Gemara, he says, I always learn with anybody in Kiruv, is learning Gemara, because the hisayra was the kedusha that a person has. The Ruach has such satisfaction, the Nachas Ruach, it pulls you in, just the koyach of learning Torah. That's the koyach of the Kedusha there. But coming back to the point here, the Chaim means to say that impact of Kedusha in the morning, that when the first activity of Kedusha is an activity of Kedusha, that pulls you in already for the rest of the day. Maybe we'll go to the last point at the bottom of the page, and we'll bring it out here. It's a very significant point of Reb Yerucham. Reb Yerucham has a maimer in Das Chochma Musa, and he explains in the following way. Whenever a person eats food, you really do nothing at all. You put the food in your mouth, and automatically what needs to go to the blood, or to the bones, or to the veins, or to the skin, all go to the right place, and it automatically happens. You don't direct food to go to the liver or the kidneys or the lungs. It just goes to the right place and feeds whatever you need to do. Says Rabbi Yerucham, that applies in gashmias, in nourishment. But the same thing is with ruchnias. When you do an act of a mitzvah, the impact on your nefesh, your ruach and neshama is a tremendous, it's a nourishment. The first act every day is washing your hands. Asher kidishonu b'mitzvayisov etzivonu, the hands are the porters of the day. They carry all acts. So if the first thing in the morning there's kedusha by your dayim, that feeds every other part of the guf and promotes the burst of kedusha, the energy of spiritual momentum that you need to carry on the rest of the day. That says Rabbi Yerucham, that's the koyach, like the food enters other parts of the body, so it is with the kedusha of your yodayim first thing in the morning. Asher kidishonu b'mitzvah sovetzivon feeds the kedusha to the rest of the other mitzvahs that one needs to do, just like the food gives nourishment and a physical concept. It's a wonderful idea, needs bringing out in more detail maybe another time. The last point I'd like to bring out of the Rashba is just to show you how great is the impact of this Kedusha, which is a phenomenal thought. Well, how great is this act of washing the hands? Asher kilishonu b'mitzvayisov etzivonu. We're coming up to Pesach, and we say over and over again, Hallel. The most significant, perhaps, Peirik in Hallel of Yitzias Mitzrayim is the second Peirik, Peirik Kuf Yud Dalet in Tehillim. B'tzeis Yisrael Mimitzroyim, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes. When Klal Yisrael came out of Mitzrayim, look at the Shevach, look at the praise that is given to Klal Yisrael on coming out of Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Beis Yaakov Me'am Loyes? Was that the greatness? What's it referring to? And Chazal explained, Beis Yaakov, like we had in the Parsha, Koisoma le Beis Yaakov refers to the women. The women came out of Mitzrayim from a nation of scorn. What was the Laaz? The Laaz was, say Chazal, that the Mitzrayim said as follows, do you think that we didn't control the women? Because if we controlled them physically, of course we had complete control over the women. And there was great laz and scorn against the Jewish women that of course they must have been unclean from their living in Mitzrayim by contact with all the Egyptian men. No. The statement of coming out of Mitzrayim was Beis Yaakov, the women left Me'am Loyes, the scorn. What was the scorn? That there was no uncleanliness by the women in Mitzrayim. Hoyesa is a feminine. Hoyesa Yehuda Lekodshoi, not Hoya, Hoyesa Yehuda Lekodshoi. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, there was great Kedusha, Yisrael Mam Shaloisov, say Chazal, and Klal Yisrael ruled over Teva. They were Moishel over all their conditions. And all of Teva changed in a supernatural way. Hayom Ro'o Bayonois. What do you mean? Since the sea split? Hayaldein, Yisrael, it acts completely against the laws of nature. Heholim Rokduche, what is this? These are all supernatural events. Malacho Hayom Kisonos, Hayaldein Tisov La'ocho. What happened here? Why did nature change its natural course? Milifnei Odoin Chuli Oretz, Milifnei Alok, because of the Kedusha of the women, and specifically the women, who kept great Kedusha in Mitzrayim. For that, there was a shinui of Teva. The whole world, Yamsuf split, Anane Hakovei, there were miraculous miracles, supernatural miracles. Why? All because of Hoysa Yehuda Lekodshai, Yisrael Mam Shalos of Klal Yisrael, almost like became in control of Teva because of the Kedusha. It's a tremendous thought here. And therefore, when you wash your hands in the morning, you are choosing Shitas HaRashba. According to the Rosh, it's an Indian of Nekias. But according to the Rashba, you're starting the day in Kedusha. That Kedusha has a great effect on the rest of your day. In the Mitzrayim, that Kedusha brought them out of Mitzrayim. It's interesting, that's all we talk about going out of Mitzrayim. Yehuda Lekodsha refers to the women and the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which created Shinui HaTeva in a remarkable way, all from the Kedusha which Klal Yisrael maintained. I'd like to now, it's late already, I don't think we'll have time for everything, to explain, we've explained the halachas of Netilas Yodayim, Shittas HaRosh because of Nekias and the importance of cleanliness, Shittas HaRashbo as the tzad of Kedusha, and the day should begin with Kedusha. Why water? Why do we use water to wash our hands? The Sefer HaChinuch brings down in Mitzvah Kuf Ayin Gimel because it reminds us of the water at the beginning of creation. There was nothing in the world but the Ruach Elohim Merachefes Al Pnei Hamayim. All there was at the beginning of creation was the water and the Spirit of Hashem in the world. Similarly, when a person wakes up in the morning and washes their hands, you should feel like it's a new birth. Like the world is created, the water was the agent of purity. And since that was the agent which was used, similarly in the morning we use the water, like at the beginning of creation when everything came anew, and the water had the Kedusha on it, says the Sefer HaChinuch, so it is when we wash our hands with water, water creates the Kedusha and brings us back like a new birth, a new creation. So says the Chinuch. But there is a condition to it. And I'd like to, there isn't time for everything else. All the other points maybe we'll have to leave maybe for another time. Just one point maybe, I remember hearing a whole shmuzah from my Rebbe, Rabbi Ari Finkel in the Mir. He once explained to us in great detail, the Hisgadishtem Yisem Kedoshim. It shows you how important it is, the cleanliness and the Kedusha of eating of a meal, of food. Why do you wash your hands before a meal? To show you what the conduct should be at the table. When you eat a meal, it needs Kedusha. It's not just fressing or gnashing. Rabbeinu Bachai talks about it in great detail. The Shulchan Shal Alba, just mentioned it, there are 10 fingers and 10 toes. 10 is the minion of Kedusha, and 10, and in between is the whole goof. When the Kohenim used to wash for their hands, they used to put a hand on a foot and a hand on a foot and wash them. In other words, once you have the two promontories, the hands and the feet, which are clean, everything in between is clean. And the minion is 10, is Kedusha. Eser is a minion shonim. That's the Kedusha which has it. For that, we wash our hands before we eat, not the feet, but the hands, and that creates Kedusha in the meal. And then the nourishment will feed not just the guf, but also the neshama. And that's the koyach of the bocha. There isn't time to go into that, but there's great Kedusha which behind the meal as well. But I want to end just the Ramazim, because I don't want to keep you too long. A halacha of the Rambam. Everybody washes their hands. Women use the mikveh, and people are involved, they believe, in the koyach of tara through mayim. People are involved in this mitzvah a great deal. But these are the words of the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Mikvaros. Dova Boru the Golui, says the Rambam. It's a clear fact. Shahatumois vahatarois gezeiros hakosuvim. This whole Indian of spiritually cleaning yourself is all gezeiros hakosuv. It's all a chok. Ve'eino mitvorim shadat v'shalod machras. No one really understands why it is that water and washing three times with the revias, why should you become cleansed? V'harehein michlal hachukim. How does it work? It's a chok. V'chein hatvila, when you go to the mikveh, min hatumas michlal hachukim hi. She'ein hatuma tit, because tuma is not dirt, it's not mud. Oitzor she'tavo b'mayim, it's nothing to do with dirt. You can be completely clean, and yet you're not clean, you're not cleansed. So how does it work? It's a chok. It's a chok. You put yourself in water, or you wash your hands, and you become cleansed. Gezeiros hakosafim. It's all gezeiros hakosafim. No time behind it. We don't know the reason for it. Vahadova, but the Rambam says, Vahadova toli the kavonas halev. But it's dependent on your intention. Ulefichoch, Amu Chachomim, Chazal said, Toval, if a person went to the mikveh, velo huchzak, and you just didn't think of it. You had no concept of cleanliness, but you washed yourself. Ki ilu loy toval. It doesn't work. V'afal pikein remez yesh badovo. K'shem she'machavein liboy letaher. Just as you need to have an intention to become toho, kevin she'toval toho. Once you go to the mikveh and you intend to be cleansed, or you wash your hands in the morning and you intend to be cleansed, afal pishalon ischadish begufoy dovo. Nothing happened. The guf is the same. You got wet and then you dry yourself. When you go to the mikveh or you wash your hands and you have the kavonah, then you become toha. It is not a natural reaction. Just because I dip myself in the water, you dunk in and dunk out, and you come out, you don't automatically. You need kavonah for it. You need intention to be toha. So the mind, together with the water, when you're washing your hands or you go to the mikveh, that creates the tahara. Harei hein hu oimer. That's what it means. V'zorakti aleichem mayim tohoirim. I will pour on you. That's what the Mishnah says at the end of Yuma. Ashreichem Yisrael, lifnei mi atem metayim, umi metahereschem. It's not the mikveh which makes you ktoho, it's the machshova, it's the ribon shalolam. I pour on you the water. The physical act of the water is not enough. You need kavona to become cleansed. So it's an important concept here. The purity of the water needs the kavona. So says the Rambam. The Rambam passes like this. Without kavona, it's not toho. Ki'ilu loy toval. And therefore, if one washes one's hands in the morning and you have intention, I want to become toho, machshova, with the maisa, then there's a tahara, and similarly with the mikveh as well. It's an important concept. That's how the purity comes about. That is going back to the nekuda, which Rav Chaim Volozhin brings out in Nefesh HaChaim, Sha Aleph, that once one thinks along lines of kedusha, I'm going to be mekadosh myself, according to the Shita of the Rashba. V'hiskadishtem v'hayisem kedoshim. But you have to start with v'hiskadishtem. V'hiskadishtem is the kavona to become toho. Then mekadshim oisai harbe mishamayim. A person has the kedusha. That's a concept which needs to be put in whenever one washes one's hands or uses the mikveh. But the final point, let's go back to what Rabbi Yochanan brings out, that the zerem, the line, the connection to Tao all begins from Netinas Yodayim. That's how great the mitzvah is in the morning. One should take great care over it. The Ram, Rabbeinu Yoina, brings out, just maybe we'll finish with this, it's all midrabonon. These are not the raisas. Even the washing before a meal is only a sasmachto from the posuk of his kadishim, the yisam kudoshim. But it's all takonas rabonon. But what is the great mile of this? It says Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, in Shah Gimel Chelek Dalet. Chelek Zayin, says Rabbeinu Yoina. These are takonas chachomim. Betakonas chachomim ugedreihem. Whenever you have a takonah midrabonah, washing in the morning, washing for a meal, you say the derech hayira. It all is on the path of yira. Kiyasu gode v'halchoka pentika yadamon bisu. Why do you make these hakdoras? So that you won't make a mistake with anything which is doraisa. Ki yore, you're scared. Pen yikonsa boi b'nei adam b'ya mishpach, and you'll go into an issa d'oraisa. So you make a halchoka. Washing your hands is a d'rabbanon, so that you won't do an issa d'oraisa. You're careful. That yira carries tremendous schar. Gameivta avdocha nisbohem b'shomer meikevrov. Gezeiras d'rabbanon have a tremendous schar because of the yira shamayim that a person has in order to do the mitzvahs according to Rabbanon, which is only a geder, which is a safety net from an issur d'oraisa. These gedorim, says Rabbeinu Yonah, carry great sra'ah behind their shmira when a person does it. That, I hope, helps you in the understanding and the geder of the mitzvah behind Netilas Yadayim. Next week in Mitzvah Hashem, we hope to do the mitzvah of Asher Yotza. Yes?
I'd like to ask you a question.
Please.
So discussions like when a woman goes to the bathroom.
Yes. You're not supposed to. I don't know why not.
Oh, okay.
I never heard of such a thing.
Oh, it's not? Okay.
I don't know. You saying Amen to a bracha, I don't know why.
It doesn't make any difference.
No. Okay. No, you say a bracha and a person can say Amen. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That's the meaning of Beis Yaakov Mayam. Beis Yaakov.
What's the source?
You'll see it in all the Mefarshim on Perek Kuf Yod Dalet in Tehillim. Beis Yaakov Mayam Loyes refers to the Beis Yaakov is the women. Mayam Loyes is the la'az of the scorn they made against the women. It's all in the feminine. Hayasa Yehuda Lakotshai. Not Hayasa, which is feminine. That's referring to the women. The men also. Beis Yisrael refers to the men. Beis Yaakov refers to the women. But those two together, that created the Shinui of Teva, that all because of that, the changes. You'll see it in the Medroshim, Medrash Shechetoy, the Radak, all the Mefarshim on Kuf Yud Dalet, in Tehillim. Yes?
Does a woman always have her rings when she washes?
Yes, we're makpid on all, yes.
What about if you leave your rings on?
You're not, I mean, from the bathroom, it's not the same as for me. We're more makpid on. For a meal than we are for Asher Yotzah. We're more makbid. But the evid, it's still good, even if you kept your rings on. From the bathroom.
When you wake up in the morning, do you sleep with them on?
Yes. Bevadai, that's fine. That's more maker. We're more maker with washing. More machmir on the takono of schach tumah for a meal.
I thought if you leave your rings on to make challah, you can leave them on.
Challah is something else. That's
no. They said that you don't have to take your rings off to wash. If you don't take them off to make challah.
Maybe these are minhagim, I don't know. These could be minhagim. Yeah.
There's a minhag to wash children. You mentioned a minhag to wash children's hands.
Yes.
The question is, from what age? And it's another question, is that only according to the Rashba? Or only according to the Rash, and not according to the Rashba? Was it cleanliness in that?
I can only tell you, in Shari Tzedek, they, all the mothers, the women, after they've given birth, when they're born, as soon as they're born, the Stipler also said it's a skula that the child will have a bris on time. If as soon as the child is born, you wash the tilas adayim. So as soon as they're born, in Shari Tzedek, when the child is born, they wash the child's hands immediately on birth. The midwives there. So I remember my wife. I saw it with my own hands. They washed as soon as a person is born. Immediately, a person washes. There's no limit on age. Yes.
When you said that we stand for all the brachot with the Hashem.
Yes. Ah, that's already a mokum suda, correct. Mokum suda, so we sit down for Asher Kedishonu for the matzah. You're right. And also the Leshe Basuka. Yes, you're right. For those two, we sit down. For Achilles Matzah and Leshe Basuka. Because of Leshe Basuka. But otherwise, every mitzvah of Asher Kedishonu should be standing up. Apart from those two, correct. Yes. Yes.
No.
To hear Kiddush, you're not mukhiyah. Whether you stand or you sit down for Kiddush is totally on minhagim. That's minhagim. Some people stand and then sit down. Even though you say asher kiddush on the mitzvah yisov, people sit down for kiddush because it's mamakam suda. Oh, that's minhagim. Some stand, some sit down. But if you're listening on hearing kiddush, you don't have to stand. You do what, if you're being moitzi by somebody else, you do. If you're being moitzi, if you're not being moitzi, then it's, you can just say amen. Yes. Of what? Of?
I've seen many times people, when they wash the tefillah, they make, they're very mindful to make sure that the handles of the washing cup are dry.
Yes, that's only, so there should be only, the hands should be dry. Before you wash, the hands should be dry and not any other water. Otherwise, it's a hefsek from the mayim, which you're going to pour on. The hands should first be dry and then wash them.
Water that's on your hands is not immediately purified by the water.
No, it's better to wash when the hands are dry. That's in Halach and Shulchanot, that first it should be dried before you wash them. Even though it's washed off by the mayim, the hands should be washed before, dry before you wash. Yeah.
For washing for a suda, you said before washing two times in the chair.
Not alternatively. Hmm? Not alternatively. Like one, not.
Correct.
Right.
However, I was focusing on the fact that it's two times on the chair.
Correct.
I originally went three times on each hand, but then when the question came up, I went to look it up and couldn't find any source for this.
You need a revius on each hand, but people, because of this day of the Goan, the people you wash and then you wash away the mayim tmeim, so you wash and then wash again. Reb Chaim Kanevsky said it's better to do it like that. Wash and wash again. You lamaisa, you only need a revius. Revius on each hand is enough.
So there's no mandava three times?
No. No. Yeah.
What if someone gets up several times a day?
If someone
gets up several times during the night?
Yes, so each time after you sleep, you have to wash again.
Is there a
after sleeping?
Time? Is it like half hour?
Yeah, after you sleep. After you sleep. It's a sleep. Whenever you get up, you should wash, yes. Maybe then it is better not to have it by the bed, otherwise it's very disturbing. A good vav.